The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, iTunes, or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Dr. Mina sent us some presents, right?
So oh, yeah.
From Dr. Mina?
Yes, they are.
Yeah, I wouldn't feel right wearing that because I'm not really, I mean, I think Todd and Craig could wear that. I'm not a social butterfly by any means, but I'm compared to Todd.
But in this room.
Oh, in this room, yes. Yes,
yes you are.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, but
tell them what the shirt says.
I used to get out a lot.
Well, no, you really didn't.
Oh, I was a partier. Come on.
Now, well, you traveled a lot when we had time. I'll give you that.
Now, back in the 90s.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I was pretty sociable then.
Okay, that's been a few years.
That was 25 years ago.
Yeah, I don't party like I did.
It says a lifetime of social distancing prepared me for this.
Yeah.
Nice black t-shirt.
Good, yeah, it's a cool
good
shirt.
Good concert t-shirt.
It's a cool shirt, but thank you, Dr. Mina. She can phone the program later on.
No, when I was in college,
I know you did.
I used to party.
I know you did.
So it's only like half my life that I've practiced the social distancing.
Titus is going to phone the program, too. He's got a live special on Saturday.
Live streaming event on YouTube.
We're going to ask him about that. We're asking about that crowd situation. We talked to some comedians that tell jokes without a laugh, and you know. And, you know, it's more on the comedian's part. I would still laugh, but if nobody, from what we know from stand-ups and Nick, is that you need response.
Right.
You need response.
It's tough.
Yeah, to keep the fluid going you know, strong.
Even what we're doing here is different because, you know.
Well, it's always been different.
Somebody might laugh.
Right.
Or groan.
But even then.
You'll get a collective reaction.
We've never done this. I mean, once in a while when we do the show live, it's a different thing. You tell because you look at the crowd, you go, oh, please laugh, please laugh, please laugh. I get that. But we don't have to worry about that here.
No.
And never have, because radio is a completely different medium. That's why we don't do stand-up, and that's why most stand-ups can't do radio. I mean, full-time, because they're stand-ups. That's what they do.
No, it's two different disciplines.
And speaking of stand-ups, I wrote it down.
Chris Porter.
Yeah, that's stupid.
That guy.
That's top of my head. I know Chris. Chris Porter's going to phone the program.
It's a two Chris Thursday.
That's right. Chris Titus and Chris Porter both going to phone the program. And Dr. Mina. We'll be on she's on the front lines there in Philadelphia, which is depressing watching those front lines for all the half-decent. I know there's, you're not, am I the half, the guy half glass full or whatever like that? Half full glass
guy?
Glass
half full guy?
Yeah. No, I'm not really.
I don't think you are.
No, I'm not.
No.
No, I'm not. But I think, I'm talking about when it comes to the virus with you sometimes, I'm trying to be. But I like that you're down there in the dumps with me about having no hope. You know,
I'm still racking my brain.
Well, there was a trial that had some drug that says it helps you get better quicker, and that's key. But it's also not a vaccine, you know. Yeah, well, it's weird though. I'm not glass half full guy because I've been talking to some people about certain sporting events, and I'm thinking, what are you kidding me, man? That's not going to happen. I'm talking about I'm talking about kids' sports, not to the pros.
Because summertime stuff.
What are you kidding, man? That ain't gonna happen. You know,
you're being realistic.
I am. Yeah, and I'm definitely going to
because I know a lot of
people's parades
when this first came out had it set in their mind that this will be done in a month. Yep. And, you know, I knew then that this isn't going to be
done in
a month.
Yeah, because there was no vaccine.
Not that I'm an expert on the pandemics,
but that's
generally.
That's why I bring in Dr. Mina.
Yeah. In the history of the world, generally, pandemics don't go away as quickly as you'd like them to.
Especially on a certain date, you know.
And I keep dwelling on what comedian Craig Gass said.
Yeah.
Do you see a glimmer of hope? And that's different than, what's positive that's come out of this? I can come up with a few positive things out of this, but it doesn't give me a glimmer of hope.
No. But.
Because we're surrounded by a bunch of dummies.
Running the country.
Yeah.
That's it. That's it. People, the people that.
People in general, too.
Yeah, you're right. Well, there are people that like that part of the guy running the country. You're right. They're scared the hell out of
no,
me,
but
too.
They're not doing what they should. A lot of the citizens are not doing what they should.
They're not.
A lot of them are.
They're not.
So I guess that's my glimmer of hope. Probably a lot more of them than I think are doing the right thing and hunkering down.
Well, if you're talking nationwide, I believe so. But I think I see a zillion more cars on the road in this city. A lot more, even just 2 weeks ago. And that's just driving home from work. And I'll give you a benefit of the doubt if you're going to the store or if you're just getting out of the house and driving around, because I think that's legal and you should be able to do that.
I don't even want to do that.
I don't know why. I know you don't want to, but I don't really do it. I don't do it, but I understand people can do. I understand people.
Yeah, taking a little drive.
Right.
Yeah, but maybe if there were something to see, maybe if we had some.
I'm with you.
A mountain vista.
Every time I see an area, a good friend of ours lived in Florida, and they posted a photo. She posted a photo of them hanging out. They were in their Jeep. And they were just driving down the coast, something like that. And, they didn't stop anywhere. They were just driving. I'm thinking, they got, and like you mentioned, a mountain view or something like that. We hate to hammer the upper plains, but, you know.
Well, I think.
Could they go to an uncrowded beach?
They didn't do that.
No?
They didn't do that.
I think at some point, all it takes is something other than the inside of these four walls.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I
agree with you.
I think people are at that point.
Oh, I think so, too. And I think that, I agree with you. I know Todd, he never drove around anyway. And I don't know what you, but it's not so much about seeing anything because you're not going to see anything. But it's about just driving.
Yeah, and
seeing. But you want to continue to drive.
Something different.
Right.
Than you've seen.
Like you would call and say, oh, damn it, I'm already in Denver. I got to turn around and come back. I got to work tomorrow.
For the last 42 days.
Of course, that's not much of a drive either because visually it would suck for you too. But
okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I think you're right, Push. People are just getting out and driving.
Yeah, it's anything but the inside of these four walls.
I know my wife and daughter did that for about 3 weeks in a row. Not every day, but every couple of days they would just go. And I'm thinking, I said, I need my peace. You guys need your peace. And they would just drive through small towns outside of Omaha. I said, go for it, because, I'm not going to do that. But they didn't want to get out of the house, basically.
So you could spend some time with your phone?
I just didn't want to go on a road trip with them, because I've seen Wahoo.
Well,
that's a good line if you live around here. I've seen Wahoo. I don't need to go back.
And they've seen you.
Yeah, well, that was
it. And if nothing else, it's some time away.
No, you're right. Somebody always says to me around the house, hey, I'm going to go do this. We're going to go this. Do you want to come with me to do this? And we're not doing anything. I go, no. I said, that's fine. Go.
No, go ahead. Have a good time.
Right. Do you want to? Yeah, yeah. Because,
my wife,
because we're together all the time anyway.
My wife and daughter have started, taking the dog out for a walk every evening after dinner.
And you just don't go.
And I don't go. Yeah. That's fine. That's a half an hour or 45 minutes that you guys can just go out and.
We don't have to look at each other.
Yeah.
And you're right.
This is healthy.
You don't hate each other, but it's healthy.
This is healthy.
It's healthy,
We should have some time apart.
Right, because Christy has her thing. She walks one of the dogs on an extra long walk, and I go downstairs.
You got to get out of people's vision.
Yeah.
You got to get out of people's sight.
And I do my workout or my yoga every day.
We can all brag about how great things are at the house, but the bottom line is there are times where you just go, there's little snippets of fights, and you go, okay, that's because we're both clamped up. Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
You go your way. I'll go mine for a while.
We'll move on. We'll do something. I realize you're pissed. I'm pissed. We're all clammed up together here. Craig Evans, he's a ray of sunshine every morning when he walks in here. But, you know, I could have been saying that in 1994.
Man, if that's true, we have reached a new low.
I don't know. I think
Nick's always bummed. Nick's got great stories about sitting at home with his family. He really
They're going to murder him. they really are. I mean, he's gonna not show up one morning,
right.
And that's just going to be it.
God, looks like so
I mean, I wish there was a... No, I don't.
What?
I'm glad there's not a bunch of drama at the house, but it would be nice for the air if there was a bunch of drama at the
house.
Well,
there's only two of you,
yeah,
so you're not going to have any drama. You
really,
have no kids coming and gone.
Right.
Nothing.
I got nothing to report on.
No, you don't. No,
except,
you don't.
You know,
what'd you drink last night? It was margarita night,
Margarita night.
Wednesday's is margarita night.
Half gallon or full gallon is the only dilemma.
Well, you only went with the half gallon.
Because you knew you'd drink the full gallon, right?
Well.
Yeah.
No, we didn't even down a half gallon. There's still a little bit left. There's probably a drink or two left. Yeah, we determined, because it was on a weekend,
right.
We did get the gallon, and I think we killed it, but that was partial day drinking, and it's just too much.
Yeah, we ordered out last night, and I was drinking some white wine, and I walked past the fridge, I finished two or three glasses of white wine, good pours, and I'm thinking, it's like 8:15, and I walked past, I see a Corona Light there, I'm thinking, man, I should grab one of those, sit in the deck, and just pound that, too, I'm thinking, what's the point? Because all I'll do is drink one more beer on top of the wine, which is fine, and then lay down, have to pee in an hour, and I'm going
I'll
go watch Better Call Saul and just go to bed.
Or I could just go to bed.
It was like, I know that we're all doing that. Some of us are choosing the alcohol, and sometimes I would, but I really stood there, I looked in my wine and beer fridge, I saw this Corona Light sitting there, all cold and frosty. I'm thinking, man, that looks good, but you know, it's good.
Yeah.
I know the pandemic has hit me when I just go, what's the point?
Alcohol bores me anymore.
It does.
You know?
It'll be there waiting for me. But then, here's what happened, Puss. I go in, and you don't need to watch the show, but one of the characters, we'll just say if you watch Breaking Bad and, of course, Better Call Saul, the bald dude, the tough dude.
Oh, yeah. Mike.
He comes home for some reason, and he grabs just a cold can of Pabst. And he needs a drink, and I'm tasting it right now. And he starts guzzling it at the fridge. And I literally thought, at this point, it's like 9:20 at night. I'm literally thinking, man, I'm just going to go out and grab a beer and bring it back here into bed and just suck it down. Because I really wanted the taste of a cold beer because he was doing it on TV. And I said, what's the point? I should have grabbed a beer and just walked past Becky on the way back to my bedroom, our bedroom, I should say, and go, whatever. Don't look at me. I'm having a beer in the bedroom now. I'm beer and bedroom guy.
You would have finished three quarters of that, and the last two swigs have been sitting on the nightstand this morning, and you're like,
I would drink it now, and I'm thirsty right now for
that
some
happened
reason.
To me over the weekend. I forget what we were drinking. And I was ready to wind down, so I just grabbed a beer, and it was time to go to bed, and I still had the beer, so I brought the beer up to the bedroom, sat it on the nightstand, passed out, woke up to a half a beer. And you can't drink those in the morning.
Now, I don't know how I don't know how alcoholics are getting through this. Well, I do. That'd be us. We're getting through it. I mean, recovering alcoholics, what I meant to say there. Okay.
Oh, especially if you just entered the recovery.
Just get
you know,
out.
The veterans, I'm sure it's easy.
Yes.
Because they've been doing it for years.
I don't know if it's easy, but they're, we're right. But the new guys, the newbies, we had a couple emails about that.
Yeah.
Climbing the walls. Got some good emails, too. Some guy pictures some alcohol. And we got to watch where you at, what you hauling.
We do know it.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a great email, too. Craig and a few, come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.